You are listening to AnswerCast. Hello and welcome to AnswerCast, a series of insightful conversations with leaders who are shaping the new world with their expertise and passion for technology, innovation, customer experience, global business models, marketing, strategy, and much more.
Hi, this is Smita Hemige, Head of Marketing Answer. Thank you, Kamal, a digital transformation leader, for coming to our current episode of AnswerCast, where one can get all their answers. Kamal, can you briefly introduce yourself and Career Digital Hub India, please?
Hi, my name is Kamal Sharma and glad to be at AnswerCast. A brief about me is I started my journey about 23 years back, starting as a technologist and then quickly moved into IT management roles, group CIO, and then digital hub leaders. Got two really interesting opportunities to establish a digital hub and capability centers for various multinational and Indian groups. And then that experience brings me to Career to set up their digital capability center in India, which is the biggest one at global landscape. Career is a leading global provider of healthy, safe, and sustainable buildings and cold chain solution, where we are crafting innovation and sustainability journey in fire and security, building automation, heating, air conditioning, and refrigeration system. Recently, we have been awarded in our first year of eligibility as an independent publicly traded company. We have been named as Fortune's World's Most Admired Companies list for 2022. When I talk about Career Digital Hub India, after separation from UTC, this was our first priority initiative, is to establish the digital hubs, which are going to support the transformation journey with a thriving culture, digital capabilities, and high impact deliverables. Our center is in India, is located in Hyderabad, which we started in 2019. So that's about myself, Career, and Digital Hub India.
Thanks, Kamal. I think that's, you know, an impressive journey, and congratulations on the milestone that to you and Career. So moving on, in today's edition of AnswerCast, Kamal and I are going to be talking about culture and continuous innovation and how that imbibes innovation DNA in people. And this can be a key driver for digital transformation. So let's get started right away. According to Gartner, 80% of mid-size and large organizations will change their culture as a way to accelerate their digital transformation journey. Successful organizations understand that a strong focus on people, in addition to technology and process, is going to be key to an effective transformation. When your digital transformation is aligned with the values your people hold, it will become easier to implement changes across your organization. Strong collaboration between technology and HR is critical, but leaders at all levels are going to be playing a significant role in clarifying the goals of digital transformation and helping people embrace this change. As one drives digital transformation, a focus on culture is required to support people as well as customer experience. Beyond selecting the right tools and technology, how can one build and activate a culture of continuous innovation in people and inspire them to embrace change is what we will talk in the next 15 minutes or so. So diving right in, Kamal, what is in your mind most important when setting up a team, and what is the role of culture in it?
It's an interesting question. I'll give you a very recent example. See, culture always has been very close to me, and I'm a cultural practitioner from last few years, learned, unlearned so many things. And I'm glad to say that the culture's time has come now. In my opinion, a team without culture is just an empty husk. We know how difficult last 2 years have been for us. Yet we see some organizations that have had successes. The ones who have undergone through the success, they owe it all to culture. You ask any leader, they would talk about a culture as a main pillar behind their success. Let me give you a few examples of how culture plays a role. And I'm citing these numbers from a PwC survey, which I was just referring some time back. The majority, 69% of the senior leaders, credit much of their success during the pandemic to culture. Two-thirds of the organizations that have adopted to massive change during these times accredit their flexibility to the culture. And last one is 70% of organizations that were able to adopt over the last few years also reported that their culture has been a source of competitive advantage. The message is very clear cut in these three data facts that emphasis on culture is growing like never before. One important aspect, based on my experience, is we should focus upon while setting up a team, we also incubate or expand our culture, which is about change, which consists change. Cultural incubation or change is a mindset and social effort, and this is not a technology change. Successful organizations care about how their people behave, and this element becomes very important when you are establishing a team, when you are establishing a digital capability center, or for that matter, any other setup you are doing from organizational growth perspective, or you are even starting new. Culture will always play a vital role in terms of how your people behave. What is the impact you are making to overall organization? How does your people start thinking about the problem statement? How do they react to different situations? And this is where the culture becomes the big differentiator. When it comes to GICs in India, or for that matter, globally also, most of them are feeling the need to reevaluate their purpose. And if you see, when it comes to Digital Hub India, when we started, we were very clear about one thing. We will not compromise on establishing, incubating the right culture, because on that fabric, we wanted to grow our journey. And the outcome, you can see, we have got 5 digital hubs. India Hub was one of the fastest growing hub in terms of capability, in terms of value, in terms of impact delivered, in terms of the happy minds, what we brought on board and grown this to this junction where we are talking about next level of growth. The credibility and the trust what we created within the organization was phenomenal. So these are the few major attributes which I feel while we are setting up a team or expanding a team, we should keep in mind. Culture will always play a vital role towards your purpose, which you want to achieve, towards your aspirations.
Thanks. While Kamal, you did speak about culture being a differentiator as well as being a key enabler for growth of the career digital hub in India, I would want to know what's your perspective on how can you create a healthy culture?
Absolutely. That's an interesting question again. First of all, let's go back on understanding what is culture. The most basic way of defining culture, which I learned all through my journey, can be categorized into 3 buckets. First one being artifact. Second one being how people behave. The third one, how people think. A healthy culture is all about how do we create and enable interaction between these 3 attributes which I just mentioned. Successful interaction between these 3 will give you a very healthy culture. To create a healthy culture, we need to have a human-centric ecosystem that focuses on happy minds, a one-team mindset, a place that offers growth and learning, and also create an empowered value generator. I'll give you an example of how practicing these attributes these days when it comes to Digital Hub India. Digital Hub India has been, you know, a breeding ground for leaders, right? And there are several leaders in last 3 years what we have grown, matured, and transitioned to a global role at a very regular basis. How we have done this is all about we have created our ways of working, which are driven by empathy. Always that first statement I made, you can understand how critical empathy is into our DNA. We enabled a playground for innovation, looking towards future, not just addressing the low-hanging fruit. We always kept the future in mind. Diversity and inclusion, we embedded into our foundational principle. And we also ensured our culture is focusing and influencing in opening up the organization and unlocking the potential. And that's the one reason recently we have got so many awards. One of the important one was IDC declaring us a future of work for our Digital Hub India initiatives. And this journey continues, right? We are just not practicing it. We are also creating a huge impact in overall ecosystem when it comes to career as an organization. I feel the other organizations are also realizing the potential of healthy culture. And that's where it has become a major discussion point in the boardrooms as well. How do we drive a healthy culture into our organization?
Thanks, Kamal. And, you know, I completely echo what you're saying because there's a new role now in the leadership team that's called a chief culture officer, which I think was missing a few years back. But talking about culture can't exist on its own. And I think it needs to be closely coupled with talent. So how do you think they are connected, both your culture as well as talent that can't just be as is, but it needs to continuously evolve and continuously transform? What is your view and perspective on this area?
I feel this is a very important subject and topic. At the end of the day, the culture which you are going to establish or which you are going to grow, you do it for talent. And the entire purpose of the culture is you continue to transform your talent to achieve your aspirations. Culture and talent transformation go hand in hand. You cannot have a legacy cultural mindset or behaviors and you expect talent transformation to go in a future state. This is not practiced in the right way. So culture and talent transformation goes in hand in hand. If an organization's talent strategies aren't built for technologists, neither is their culture. Technologists work best in an agile environment with cross-functional teams that rapidly form and reform to build the best solutions for end users. In fact, technologists expect to work in such an environment and may turn away from a company that cannot or will not work that way. It becomes imperative to focus on the employee experience, attracting the right talent, preparing them, and also provide them an ecosystem which helps them to upskill the workforce so that they are ready for the future of work. In Digital Hub India, our efforts on talent transformation with upskilling, providing them freedom, focusing upon innovation and developing new capabilities has given us a huge credibility and a leaping advantage when it comes to our growth. This is my take on culture and talent transformation.
So can you give me like a few examples of how you've been able to implement this in Career Digital Hub?
The first thing we started was when we started in India, we knew that we are starting new and we have to relook at the entire purpose. So we were very sure about the people we bring in. We make sure that we give them a clarity about the purpose. We create an ecosystem, which is all about empathy. And the most important aspect is we kept a heavy focus on learning and upskilling. And it's the learning and upskilling programs or initiative or efforts, what we have put in was very structured. We just didn't go and picked up the hot technologies. We looked at from two perspectives. One thing, having connected conversations with our employees, what exactly would fit them or suit them in terms of their personal and professional growth. So accordingly, their learning and upskilling programs were designed and delivered to them. Because we always believe the way professional upskilling and learning is important, in a similar fashion, the learnings and upskilling on personal level is also very important. Both go hand in hand and enables an employee to take up the growthful journey in coming years. This worked very well for us. We have not just gave them year-round learning year, but we also enabled them that personally also they are learning and seeing that transformation within themselves. That's one area where we focus upon. And then we also looked at very deeply into our diversity and inclusion program. So as I mentioned you in one of the previous statements that it has become our founding principle and we had that advantage because we were starting from scratch, Digital Capability Hub. We kept this as our founding principle and we made sure that we have a diversified talent pool coming and joining our organization so that we can leverage that lever to grow ourselves and continue on talent transformation journey. We also looked very deeply at roles and responsibility ecosystem on which a prospective employee or talent connects with us and make his or her mindset to be a part of this growth journey. Because having the effective role and responsibility, which is driven through innovation, makes a work ecosystem more lucrative, more attractive, and also helps employees to create a fine balance between learnings and creating impact. This is my take on this.
Thanks, Kamal. So we had a very interesting conversation with Kamal on a very key topic. And I think the topic is right in the central and it's on the minds of every leader. When there is culture of trust, people work collaboratively, keep each other accountable. They're able to focus on their customers and they're able to take ownership for their work, which are all the key ingredients if you're looking at a successful digital transformation journey. And especially with a strong focus on empathy. Through this podcast, we have understood the need to support continuous learning, the value of openness, experiential learning, as well as tailoring it to every employee's needs and not just going with what's emerging or hot in the market. Innovation is the lifeblood of every organization, and an innovative culture is what sustains reinvention and breathes life into the organization itself. Also, another key takeaway for me was sprinting to achieve new goal every few years is unsustainable and disruptive. Worse, it lives behind one behind the curve. Instead, can we look at how can we foster a culture of continuous transformation? Look at it as front and center, not have it as an afterthought, but actually build it right from day one, which is what Career Digital Hub has done right from the beginning. Continuous improvement is possible, but it cannot happen without a cultural shift. Thank you, Kamal, for being on today's episode of AnswerCast. It was a pleasure to host you.
Thank you, Smita. It has been a pleasure touching upon these topics, which are closer to my heart. And thank you to all your listeners.
Thank you for tuning in. Please join us again for an exciting conversation with yet another leader answering the unanswered questions. Follow us on our social channels for the latest updates.